A Prayer to Be Thirsty No More by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. Jesus said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water I shall give them will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." John 4:13-14. Many of us have a thirst deep in us, a longing to feel whole, to feel complete, to be loved. We strive after things in life such as a spouse, career, children, possessions, or power in hopes that the emptiness and unfulfillment we feel inside will one day be fulfilled. Perhaps you finally obtain what you thirst for, yet the fulfillment only lasts but a moment, and you're still left thirsting for more. We live in a fallen world where being fulfilled by other people or things isn't possible, but we seek so hard trying to obtain it. In today's scripture, Jesus reminds the woman he meets at the well who tried to obtain such fulfillment that she will thirst again, running after the water of this world. This woman went from man to man, husband to husband, and five husbands later, she still didn't feel complete. Her longing and brokenness could never be fulfilled by anyone but the Lord. Our gracious Jesus tells her it's because she's drinking from the water of this fallen world, this sin-filled, sickness-filled, hurt-filled, heartbroken-filled, broken, empty world will always leave us thirsting for more. Jesus then goes on to say that the water in life he offers will spring forth water that's overflowing. He promises that those who drink from his cup will never thirst again. Unfortunately, many of us, too, run to lesser loves to fulfill what only God was intended to fulfill. So what or who are you searching for in hopes of feeling that wholeness? Stop searching in all the wrong places and start seeking the Lord and the living water he has to offer. He's fulfilling, he's complete, and in this scarce world, you'll be thirsty no more. Let's pray. Dear God, Lord, how we love you. We thank you for the powerful stories from your word about real people with real struggles, problems we still experience today, generations and cultures removed. Thank you, Lord, that we can feel a sense of wholeness and completeness while still walking the messy path in this fallen world. Thank you that we can experience your living water and be thirsty no more. Lord, we empty our cups out, our lesser loves, the things or people, the idols we've placed before you. We empty them out before you. We ask that you would forgive us for turning to lesser loves when we should have been turning to our one true love in you. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would now fill us with your love, your peace, your truth, and with your perspective as we navigate this world we live in. We ask that you would give us wisdom and prompt us in moments we're searching in the wrong places. We love you so much, Lord, and know that no one person or thing can give us a love like yours. Thank you for sending your one and only Son to free us from this fallen world forever. We look forward to the day we unite with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.